This is called not a violation of the laws of nature, but a rare occurrence. It's for Samantha Thornhill. Not a violation of the laws of nature, but a rare occurrence. My minor trickle, loosing its way through town, all roofs red, redder in the stalled December summer, beckoning as if people, wind-battered bricks, were an afterthought, corrects itself, while losing itself on a mapless amble, yet ever cool are the seawalls, and long their sweep, under a hopeful sign just over there, billboard for beer, leering its restless leer, among rolling acres of yellow flowers, pointing to the near impossibility of continuity, as mud minarets bristling with sticks reduce the surrounding huts to general landscape bedecking any season. Soon a man started shouting from his boat, his hair matted with thought and the red perfume of forces on horseback, rifles sheathed in saddles as one flame-wreathed town burns into another. Soon a faraway man on a fortress wall holding a stick with a cloth bag tied to its end poking the large tree for fruit while the datum curls ever closer, higher, unfurling away. Was this the beginning of entertainment? One story has a man running through deserts to another man and so on until the last runs 5 days unceasing, dying with news in his throat. Well, sure, a messenger's task is uneasy, but not for the obvious reasons. A wandering shoreline continually imagined as its previous iteration through the orchard of miniature berry trees blooms on schedule. The trees seem to fade more each year until the redness left on the ground might believe itself a perfected plan. And why not? To step on it is like stepping on a swarm of flies.